This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we've been talking to Gerald Celente, and we got to the top of the hour and had to take a break, but Gerald has graciously consented to continue because we wanted to hear what his solutions were. He was on a roll talking about the way we roll this back. We spent most of the hour talking about the problems. We need to hear about the solutions. Go ahead, Gerald. I wanted you to pick up from where you left off.
Yes, and putting these laws back in place so that we all have a shot at it and the multinationals don't own everything. You look at the stock market today, the rise. You know why it's going up? Because of all the merger and acquisition activity going on. That's right. That's all this has become. 50% of all the stock rise since they started quantitative easing back in 2009 has come from companies buying back their stock and M&A activity that is now beyond 2007 levels. So the third part of it is a self-sustaining economy. We are one of the richest nations in the world with our mind and our natural resources. You think we can make our own shoes, our own shirts, our own slacks? No. What we have to do is we have to offshore it so the multinationals could export the labor to slave labor markets and bring it back. We need to be a self-sustaining economy. Everything is in place except one thing, and that is we're being run and ruled by a bunch of low-life politicians. How can any self-respecting person look up to a little Lindsey Graham, a John Insane McCain, or out of a mind Pelosi? Glad you're going, Reed, and a slimy Chuck Schumer. Name them, line them up, little Marco Rubio, Teddy Cruz, and now we just saw Rand Paul, as you pointed out, all of a sudden he was against increasing the defense budget, and now he's increasing it. He was against foreign aid, and now he changed it. Oh, we'll give it to Israel. I don't want my money going anywhere other than the United States. The solutions are there, David, but they don't want to do it because all the, you know, what they used to call bribes and payoffs, they put a white shoe boy name on it. They call it campaign contributions. Look at the dough that Hillary Clinton's gotten from foreign countries around the world. Look where the money's coming in from Jeb Bush. It's a sellout.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's not going to change because they've got so much power and so much money because they can just print the money. That it's become a massive black hole for corruption. I mean, this thing just keeps accelerating. It's like we've passed the event horizon and we're going in. I don't see how we stop this kind of corruption, this kind of power. I think that's the problem. There's just too much power in Washington. I think we've got to cut it off at the state level. What do you think, Gerald?
Well, absolutely. And that's why, again, you know, we need a new third party. It's not even a two-party system anymore. It's a two-family system.
That's true.
I got to see another Bush and Clinton. Oh, my God. How could this happen? And where's the outrage? Where is the outrage? Where's the courage of the people? Where's the fighting back? And I don't mean physical. I mean intellectual. How could we let this happen? So having said all that, I think 2016 is the perfect year for really something positive to happen. And I really believe this is the time for a third party more than any time I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, absolutely. As you point out, we've got one party and we got two families. That's the political system we have at the top. But I think that there's some action. There's real fights going on over our rights in the state legislatures. Fights to push back civil asset forfeiture. Fights to keep us with informed consent. I think really that's where the fight's going to be. Thank you so much, Gerald Celente, TrendsResearch.com, and the publisher of Trends Journal. Thank you so much for your insights,
Gerald. Thank you, David. Thank you.
We'll be right back, and we're going to be taking your calls in the next hour, 800-259-9231.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, and we're going to be taking your phone calls at 800-259-9231. I want to go back and talk before we go to the calls about this situation in North Carolina where they were debating medical marijuana, because it concerns me so much to see Christians shut off their compassion for people talking about how this has helped them or their loved ones. Now, I talked about that in the last hour. What I did not read to you from is his justification for what he's doing. And he appeals to William Bennett, of all people, the man who first used the term czar to describe his office. That was given to him, I think, by others, but he proudly wore that title. And as I talk about marijuana, medical marijuana being a gateway to harder drugs, I've got to say that the war on drugs, if you haven't figured it out by now, over the last 40 years, has been a gateway to corruption. It's been a gateway to a police state. It's been a gateway to the loss of private property rights. It's been a gateway to having the largest percentage of people in prison of any country in history, in America. That's the kind of country that we're creating because we don't have compassion, or because we think that the government can get our children off of drugs, that we can't as a family, that we can't as a church, that Christ has no power to change lives, only the iron fist of government. That's not being salt and light. That is just being a gun in somebody's face. You know, I'm reminded of a story, and there's been several news stories, actually, I'm afraid. One in particular, a Maryland mother, she could not stop her son from using drugs. She was very concerned about it. So she turned her son in, had him put in prison. While he was in prison, he died from an overdose of drugs. And there are federal prisoners who are dying of overdoses of drugs in prison all the time. And let me ask you this. If you can get enough drugs to overdose on them in prison, then how are you ever going to stop it on the outside? Are we going to live in a panopticon prison? Well, that appears to be what they're happy to have us live in. And look at this story about corruption, just the latest example. A drug cartel funded DEA agent sex parties. And this is on USA Today. It was linked. Drudge had it up last week. And, of course, this is yet another example of a bunch of DEA agents who are having sex parties that the drug guys that they're supposed to be shutting down are providing for them. That's where we're headed with this. That's where this goes. But this is what William Bennett said in his book, and this is what Reverend Creech with the Christian Action League of North Carolina quoted. He said, "Medicine, like disease, is serious business. Its recognition, its use, its deployment, its method of delivery should not be determined by popular demand. No, we should not have that freedom to do that. We should have the men, or should say the corporations and white lab coats, telling us about that. We do that with no other medical treatment, not even over-the-counter non-prescription drugs. You see, they just go through, it's the men at the pharmaceutical companies, they tell us what is safe and what isn't through the AMA and through the FDA that they control. When you say that we do not have a right to take medicine, you also are saying that we do not have a right to refuse medicine. That's part of the debate that we're having right now in terms of vaccines. It's interesting, I think, that this is the 10-year anniversary of Terry Schiavo's death. It happened just within the last couple of days. There's an article up on WorldNet Daily. And I got to say that one of the things about Terry Schiavo's death that really bothered me at the time was the death of compassion. The idea that a probate court judge could withhold food and water from somebody who's dying against the wishes of some in her family. It was a fight within the family, but I cannot understand any situation where you would withhold food and water from a suffering person. And of course, the Bush brothers had their fingers all over this situation. Either one of them could have shut it down. Jeb was governor of Florida. He could have shut down the order of this probate judge. Instead, they were arresting some Christians who actually were acting like Christians. They actually tried to give her a cup of cold water, and they were arrested for that. You know, Jesus said, many people I will talk to in the last day and say, I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, you gave me no water. You didn't visit me in prison. No, instead, we empowered the government to withhold food and water. We empowered the government to throw you in prison. Because what we do to the least of them, we do to Christ. That's the problem. The problem is a death of compassion. And I think something that really illustrates that is this story that came out in the last few days. It's a book that is talking about abortion to children. It's called Sister Apple, Sister Pig. The story follows Lee, and they say, we're not going to say whether that's a boy or a girl, Lee, searching for his or her sister, who might be an apple, who might be a pig, or who might be somewhere in the tree. Because, see, Lee is Papa and Mama's only child for now. Although there was once a sister, where does sister live? Well, she used to live in Mama. She doesn't live there anymore. She used to live before me, he says, but Mama couldn't keep her. Mama says she's now a ghost. Lee's papa says, does that make you sad or scared? Well, I'm sad that my sister's a ghost. If you had kept my sister, though, you would be tired. You would be sad. You might be mad. Because we would be wild and loud, and sometimes we would fight, and Mama might be scared that she could not buy enough food for us. Mama might not have enough time to read to me, to paint with me, to play with me, to talk with me. And then I guess presumably he sits there and he thinks, well, you know, actually I'd have more time with Mama if Papa wasn't around. Cue the psycho music. This is where it's going to wind up, though. It's not just it's abortion, it's euthanasia, it's killing people because we think it serves our better good. It's because it's an economic advantage to it, or because it's in society's best interests. The way you stop that is by saying we're not going to dictate whether you can take medicine or not. We're not going to force vaccines on you. We're going to respect life. They fully well know that this baby was alive. This isn't being put out now by the abortion people and saying that, well, we have a difference of opinion now as to when life begins. It's like, no, I know the child's alive, and it's for the best. It's for my best. It's for the family's best. I'm just going to kill this child. You don't have that authority. You should never have that kind of authority. The God that gave us life gave us liberty at the same time. You're not going to have life or liberty if you destroy one or the other. They're inextricably tied together. That's why I am so adamant that we need to stop the war on drugs. It is destroying everything in the fabric of our society about the rule of law. It's destroying all of our rights. But it's also going, we had this article that was March 27th on Infowars.com, Matthew Iglesias, saying, watching my wife give birth made me more pro-abortion. Apparently, the Vox executive editor, Matthew Iglesias, is unaware that his newborn son will one day read. And so he's talking about, it makes me support abortion to watch my wife give birth. Isn't that sad? But see, that's where we are. And I think we really, the reason I came down on this Christian Action League that began, they proudly point out that they began by being the anti-saloon league, by starting alcohol prohibition. And we look at the death and the suffering and the misery that came from alcohol prohibition, and that is nothing compared to what they've inflicted on us with the much broader prohibition that we have now. People who say that they are well-meaning need to understand what George Washington said when he said that government is not compassion, it's not eloquence, it's not reason, it is force. It is force. You are forcing people because you don't think, Christian, that Jesus has the power to change lives. And at the same time, on the same page, the other article from the Christian Action League pointed out that they were having their church buildings taxed by some aggressive localities who said, well, while this church building is under construction, it's not being used for religious purposes, therefore we can tax it as property. Now, that's abusive, but I think what it does is it sends a message to them that those who live by the government will die by the government, whether it's just taxing your building. I think they need to be more compassionate and more concerned about the sick people than they are about getting tax exemptions for their church buildings. That's fundamentally the problem with Christianity right now in America. You know, it was said that when Christianity went to the Roman Empire, it became a government. When it went to Europe, it became a culture. When it came to America, it became a business. There are a lot of different ways that you can make money out of Christianity. One of them is setting up a Christian Action League, using it to create political situations, to get people scared about marijuana, to withhold marijuana from people who are suffering, even to withhold it from, let's say, making products that would compete with big industry, even withholding hemp from people. Of course, they're opposed to that as well. There is a measure that is going out, and I had that on my desk here. I can't find it, but it's in one of the states. It's a legislative alert from the 10th Amendment Center that there is another bill before state legislature to make hemp legal. And, of course, hemp cannot get anyone high. It is not a gateway to anything. It was used to make rope during World War II. You have the Hemp for Victory videos that were created by the Navy. But that's the reefer madness that we see being pushed by the people who have absolutely no compassion for those who are suffering. And they are going to reap the whirlwind. But unfortunately, we are too, as we usher in a police state to try to protect people from themselves by force. That's the failure of this. We'll take your calls right after the break. The number is 800-259-9231. We'll be right back.
Attention Alex Jones listeners, when you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to Alex Jones unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-562-5136. Try it now to listen to Alex Jones 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-562-5136. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear Alex Jones untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-562-5136.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up,
rights.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to go to your phone calls in just a moment. We've got Brandon in Georgia we're going to go to first. Before we do, I just want to let you know that we now have Super Male Vitality back in stock. It was sold out for several weeks. We ran a special at the beginning of the year. It's also a new formulation. We've got very good feedback on our website. We put up reviews, both good and bad. We've got 90% good reviews on this. People are very happy with it, saying that they find it to be a replacement to coffee in the morning. You know, it's designed to aid your body to help you to support healthy levels of testosterone. There's no synthetic chemicals in it, and it's now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. New Super Male Vitality. Let's go to Brandon in Georgia. Brandon.
Hey, David. I wanted to ask you about the 2016 election, if you think that the left would try to stage any type of false flags to sway, I guess, the outcome of the election.
Well, there's always a possibility that the government, left and right, will stage false flag operations to further their agenda. And that's something we're constantly concerned about. I mean, certainly, you know, we saw the Bush administration, not a left-wing organization at all, but they put out false flags to further their agenda. So, yeah, that's always a possibility. They've got a lot of agendas that could be furthered by that. I think in terms of presidential election, I think we really need to focus more at the state level, because as I pointed out at the beginning of this program, I think that's really where we're seeing the fight being taken to this. We're not seeing any presidential candidates, with the exception of Rand Paul, even talking about civil asset forfeiture. For the most part, it's not even a topic in Washington. But we've seen now two state legislatures, and we're waiting to see one Republican governor vetoed that. But we've got another state legislature in New Mexico. It was a Wyoming legislature that rolled back civil asset forfeiture. In other words, taking people's property without ever charging them with a crime, let alone convicting them of a crime. They said, you're not going to do that. We're going to go back to the rule of law, not have our police operate as a bunch of highway robbers, quite literally highway robbers, just confiscating your property for any kind of excuse and with no proportion whatsoever to the crime. So that's another part of it. Not just innocent till proven guilty, can't penalize somebody until you convict them, but also the penalty is just so far out of any proportionality to the crime. So we've seen that in Wyoming. We've seen it now in New Mexico. State legislatures repudiating that. Now, the Wyoming governor has vetoed that. There's still a possibility they may override that veto. But I think that's really where we need to focus. We need to see what's going to happen in New Mexico. And there's many other areas. The fight is on with informed consent. They're doing that at the state level. That's not something that's happening at the federal level. I think that the federal level has become so corrupt, so much power, so much money in Washington that you can't really influence it anymore. And I don't think sending a Mr. Smith to Washington is really going to do it for us anymore. I think we've got to start cutting off this black hole of power and corruption that we call Washington, D.C. We need to nullify it at the state legislature level, and we need to nullify it with fully informed juries, because you can nullify bad state laws at that level as well. What do you think, Brandon?
I think I wouldn't really put it past the left in particular, because they so desperately need to win. I mean, in the case of Hillary Clinton, if you look at what happened under her husband's presidency, you had Waco, you had Ruby Ridge, you had the Oklahoma City bombing, and you also had him training troops domestically to take people's guns and kick their doors in, to sort of condition people to get used to the idea of seeing armed Marines on the street, that like much like you would see a patrol officer on the street.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, but it's very well loved on the right as well. And as Gerald Celente is pointing out, you know, we've really got one party and two families. And I think it's going to be a Bush or a Clinton that's going to be running this time, because that's where the money is flowing in both of those cases. I think there's it'd be great if we had somebody who would put forward a lot of libertarian ideas, as Rand Paul does. I'm not happy with some of the things that I've seen from him, but I'm very happy with a lot of the things that I've seen from him. And he's the only person who is basically trying to roll back the state infringement on our rights, as far as I can see. But I think that our energy is best spent at trying to solve things at a closer level. That's where we're going to have more leverage, I think, as opposed to getting so hung up on the presidential election. I think for the most part, that's going to be a head fake. Thank you, Brendan. Let's go to, when we come back, we're going to go to Rob in Arizona. We've got Verderis in New York and several others. We'll take your calls at 800-259-9231. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
On the march, the empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335. You are receiving this transmission. You are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to be going back to your calls in just a moment. 800-259-9231. We're going to be going to Rob in Arizona first. Before we do, I just wanted to point out that Ebola is back in the news. You may not have noticed it too much, but it is there. There is a massive quarantine in Sierra Leone where they have never gotten it under control. Remember back in September, there was a 1 million person quarantine. They say that this one is going to be similar, except that it is 2.5 million people. They are quarantining in Sierra Leone. Now, the other two countries that it was heavy in, Ghana and Liberia, they appear to have gotten it under control. Nevertheless, you've got in Sierra Leone, police firing tear gas on the crowds. They point out, this is a Reuters report, that this is now 12,000 cases of Ebola and 3,000 deaths, they say. I think it's a higher casualty rate than that. That's their figures. Nevertheless, the 10,000 total cases is up from the 12,000 is up from the 10,000 that we saw recently. And think about this. Of all the previous outbreaks of Ebola, the very worst one prior to this had 400 cases. So now we see 12,000 cases, and it is still not under control. They're firing tear gas on crowds to try to keep them locked down in Sierra Leone. And, of course, Guinea is concerned. They're deploying their police as they see the people from Sierra Leone trying to flee the lockdown in their country, coming across the border. So they're calling out the police. And it turns out that actually it is now on the uptick in Guinea as well. I said that it was under control in Liberia and Guinea. Nevertheless, they do have a health emergency now, they're saying, in five regions of Guinea. This is reported by the BBC News. They're even quarantining hospitals. I guess that gives all new meaning to the word Krankenhaus. You know, that's a German word for hospital. They say it's a reinforced health emergency for a period of 45 days in five regions of Guinea. And, of course, we have an American patient that is undergoing treatment for Ebola. He was brought back. One of actually 25 people that were evacuated out of Africa that had been exposed. This one person came down with it, was sick, and they felt that there were 17 other staffers that came back to America. They distributed them amongst the three centers that we have that can work with Ebola patients in the United States. They sent another seven, I think it was, back to the UK to be observed. Nobody has shown any symptoms except for this one patient. He went from serious to critical condition, and that was reported about a week and a half ago. Now they're saying that he is back up to serious condition. Very sick, far sicker than the nurses that came down with it in the case in Dallas. And one last article here about Ebola. They're saying that Liberia is urging Ebola survivors to stop having sex because it is sexually transmitted for quite some time after the person is healed. So that is perhaps one of the reasons why this is so hard to keep under control. But I tell you, the thing that concerns me the most about this is not Ebola, but it's the fact that they are doing vaccine trials. I am very concerned with all the talk that's going on about mandating vaccines. I'm very concerned about a mandated Ebola vaccine or something similar that could be brought to the United States. And, of course, we have two companies, GlaxoSmithKline and Merck. They have tested in a Liberian trial. They've tested to see if these drugs are safe. And, you know, they did it for almost 2 months. They looked to see, and they said, well, we didn't see any signs after 2 months, so it must be fine. Kind of like, you know, when they tested the effect of GMOs on rats, you know, after the French scientist did it for an extended period of time. You saw the picture of the rats that have massive tumors all over their body. And then Monsanto and other companies went in and said, well, we did a test. We didn't see that happen because they cut their tests off after just a couple of weeks. Well, that's what they've done with these Ebola vaccines. They say, well, you know, we began these trials in early February, and so now we're ready. We know that they're safe, and so we're going to move on to the next trial to see if it can actually protect people from getting Ebola. See, they don't really have to worry about the safety of these vaccines because they've got the vaccine court. That was created by Ronald Reagan in 1986 because so many people were getting so seriously damaged by vaccines that people were stopping taking their vaccines. So I said, oh, we'll solve this. We will give the vaccine companies legal immunity. You may not get immunity for what they're vaccinating you for, but they will give them legal immunity so that you cannot sue them for damages. That's why they have the vaccine court. So when they start talking about mandatory vaccine, you ask them, why won't you accept responsibility for your product if it's safe and effective? Why do you have to have something that no other product or medicine anywhere in this country has, and that is its own special court to shut down the people who are damaged by this? Now, they say that they're going to begin testing them for efficacy against Ebola, so they're going to move these trials perhaps to Sierra Leone. That's really sad. But I do not want to see this coming to America. And, of course, they're talking about active immunity with a vaccine. They're not talking about the passive immunity, which you had when they transferred blood plasma, transferred antibodies from people who had survived the disease. They had antibodies in their blood plasma. They could extract that and give it to the people who are already symptomatic, who are already sick. You know, once you're already sick, it's not really going to be possible for a vaccine to do anything to help you, because your body is going to have its hands full trying to fight the real thing instead of this weakened or dead version of the virus that you're going to be injected with. So it isn't going to help you, a vaccine, once you get it. No, they're going to give this to everybody beforehand as a prophylactic, saying that that's going to keep us from getting this condition. A very frightening prospect when you combine that with the big push for mandatory vaccines. Let's go to Rob in Arizona. Rob?
Yeah, good morning, David. Thank you for your excellent reporting, especially when Alex is away.
Well, thank you.
Are you familiar with the Naval Weapons Station down in Seal Beach, California?
No, I'm not.
Okay, it's a huge, huge real estate area, open field area, right by the ocean, Seal Beach, and it has these bunkers where the Navy used to store, missile ordnance and so on. And these bunkers were above ground bunkers, and they used to be covered with grass so that if you were flying overhead and you looked down, you couldn't see that they were bunkers because it would look like just all grass.
Hmm.
Well, for the past year, they've been totally gutting the place. They've removed the camouflage from the bunkers. They have a massive agricultural project going on with migrant workers working in the fields around these bunkers. They've electrified the fence that goes along Westminster Boulevard between Seal Beach Boulevard and the 405 freeway. And they have armed guards that aren't Navy, that don't appear to be Navy personnel. My wife works for an aerospace company down there, and I go down there frequently to visit her. And one of the local residents in Seal Beach, he thinks that they're getting ready to build another FEMA-like internment camp. And I'm wondering if this is possibly related to the Jade Helm project that's in the works right now. And I'm wondering if it might be something of interest for Alex and his reporters, including you.
Yeah, certainly. We'll take a look into it. I know that Tully Blackwood has reported to us, I think it's McClellan Air Force Base that's up around where he lives. And they repurposed that base. They closed down parts of it, and they had a lot of radium waste because they were using that for aircraft instrumentation. A lot of very toxic chemicals in that area. They repurposed that military base not as an internment camp, but they were selling it for businesses to use as office space and other things like that. And the radium that was being stored above ground, they just put tarps over it. The people there were very concerned about that because they said they were not going to fly it to another place and dispose of it in canisters or anything. They were just going to bury it on site. And so people were rightfully concerned that that radium was going to leak into the water supply. So it could be something like that. Have they closed that base? Do you think they're repurposing that base, or is it still operational?
Well, they still have the main naval weapons entrance, and they've got military personnel at the gate where you go in. But there are other entrance points where other trucks are going in and out, and they've got private security guards. It's just too weird. Mm-hmm. There's something going on down there.
Okay. And, all right. Yeah, we'll take a look at that. Thank you so much for the tip. Thank you, Rob. Let's go to Verderis in New York. Verderis?
Hello, David. Calling from FEMA region number two. I'd like to report a prime example of a police state. It was covered by the local news radio WNBF 1290. An elderly couple with a quilting business was no-knock raided by local authorities who possess an MRAP vehicle. The actual judge orders say, without giving notice or authority of your purpose. I don't know if you've heard of this one, but I think it would be an excellent one to look into.
Now what did they do? They said, tell me again what they did. They raided a home for what purpose?
No. The purpose, says the search warden signed by Broome and Tioga County and judges less than 24 hours before the raid, indicated investigators were looking for methamphetamine, crack cocaine, firearms, and other things. And if you get a chance to view this couple, they're an elderly couple with a quilting business, and they're so obviously.
Yeah, we've got it pulled up here. I can see them. Yeah, yeah.
Yep, and it's an excellent report. I figured InfoWars would like to get a chance to look at this one as well, because it just shows how far the police state has gone overboard in our area. So.
Yeah, that's very, very disturbing, and we see that all the time. We see people getting swatted all the time. Many times, I guess it's kind of unusual. They had a search warrant. I mean, in many cases, the police are operating without a search warrant. I think one of the things we need to understand, we go back and we look at these legal checks and balances that were put in there for the police. Many times people just want to get rid of that. It's kind of a dirty, hairy mentality. You know, that was deliberately set up in the Clint Eastwood films. You know, you see this guy, this serial killer, murderer, and he continually gets off. And so the whole thing is orchestrated so that the public is cheering on this this cop, Dirty Harry, who's just going to shoot him on sight because he's fed up with the law letting off a guilty person. And of course, that is always a possibility, and that kind of thing does happen, that people, when you put in checks and balances, people can get off with technicalities. But when we let the police go, when we remove all of the blocks that are put in there for very good reasons, then we have a much worse situation. It isn't a matter of whether or not we're going to get all the bad guys and put them away or we're going to let them loose. It isn't a binary function. It isn't a one or a zero. There's never going to be a perfect solution to anything. But we have to understand that the most dangerous situation that we can have is a government that is shorn itself from any legal chains, anything that's going to stop it or check it or balance it. And that's what we have basically created with this war on drugs. And the SWAT teams are a perfect example of that. And that's what they just did to this couple right here that you're talking about. It's a couple that has absolutely no reason for them to think that it's a meth lab. And they put that on a search warrant, go in. Many times people are killed in these raids because especially the innocent people are not expecting somebody to kick in their door with a no-knock raid. But this all began as a justification for the war on drugs, just as we see civil asset forfeiture beginning that way. And even before that, when Nixon went in with the RICO statutes, again, a perfect example of this Dirty Harry mentality, saying we cannot get convictions against these organized crime bosses because they've got too much money. They can hire the best lawyers and they can get out on technicalities. So what we're going to do to make sure we can put these guys away, because we know they're part of the mafia, we're going to seize their assets first. That way they won't be able to hire good lawyers and we'll get them put away. Now, people looked at that and they had some very high profile cases where they did put away some organized crime figures and people said, yeah, that's good. It's good. We got a RICO statute. What they did though was they broke fundamentally our system of justice where you have to convict somebody before you can take their property. And so now we've seen for the last 20, 30, 40 years, we've seen that they can go in and accuse you of having cash that smells like it's got cocaine on it, because virtually all the cash does smell like that, has a residual that can trigger a dog. Or they had a case, for example, one of the cases was a fellow who had a Learjet business that he ran. Flying people. He flew a couple of guys who were just business executives in a suit with briefcases. He flew them from the U.S. to Canada. They had a meeting, then he flew them back. Nothing unusual about that. That's what he did with people all the time, except these two individuals were doing a drug deal, and they were being watched and wired by the federal government. And so when he landed back in America, they arrested these two individuals, and they impounded his plane. They knew, and they said that he had absolutely nothing to do with this drug deal. Nevertheless, they charged his plane with being an accessory to the crime. So it's U.S. government versus Learjet serial number, blah, blah, blah. It took him over 2 years to get his property back. He was one of the few people that was successful in terms of getting it back. Nevertheless, it did ruin his business. He had to declare bankruptcy because that was his only asset. That was the way that he ran his business. They essentially confiscated all of his business assets, never for once pretending that he was involved in this drug deal or had any knowledge whatsoever of it. They never indicted him or charged him with anything, but they went after his property. And that kind of, whether you want to call it Alice in Wonderland or Franz Kafka world that they have created based on the war on drugs, That is what we're seeing now. And that needs to be shut down. As I pointed out, I think the only hope that we've got of doing that is at the state level. That's where we're seeing people push back. We're legalizing marijuana for medical use. We're legalizing it for recreational use because you don't have the constitutional authority, I'll say it again, to prohibit marijuana. They needed a special amendment to the Constitution to give them that power for alcohol. And then there was another amendment that took it away again, the 18th and the 21st, I believe. So they needed a special amendment to do that. Why? Well, because in those days, we actually thought the Constitution mattered. We actually pretended that it did matter. And they have no legal authority. Under the 9th and 10th Amendment, unless the government is specifically given the power, they don't have it. But, of course, they operate just the other way. They say everything is prohibited unless we expressly permit it. That's not true. So the very fact that they would have anything, like marijuana, any of these drugs, or any non-psychoactive drugs that you just need for medicine, that it would be prohibited unless it's expressly permitted by the FDA, that is turning the Constitution on its head. And that destroys fundamentally our system of checks and balances, our rule of law. And the way this works out is seeing elderly couple like this get SWAT teamed and could have been killed, as you report. Anything else you want to add, Virtus? Before I move on?
I'd just like to point out how disconnected the local authorities have become from the public. And they don't even attempt to go and ask these people or interview them or talk to them or even visit the premises, obviously, because it's such, it's so obviously wrong. They're just so trigger happy and ready to get in their MRAP vehicle and go over there and play soldier when they're not. They're public servants and they need to know their role. If they want to be soldiers, they should join the military like so many other good men and women have.
Well, that's the thing that's very troubling about it, is the militarization of it. And, of course, you're in New York, but take a look at that New Jersey bill. Let's keep an eye on that and see if Chris Christie signs what was passed unanimously to stop the militarization of the police.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother, because it also funds our operation. But doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Supermill Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Supermill and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to be going back to your calls in just a moment. We've got Rich, Nick, Ned, Chelsea. We're going to go to you in just one moment. Before we do, I want to let you know that Winter Sun, our vitamin D3 formulation, is our newest product, and it's on track to sell out pretty quickly. It's still available, however, at InfoWarsLife.com. Of course, vitamin D is essential for bone health, for boosting the immune system, for maintaining muscle strength. And this is not a synthetic vitamin D. This is not D2. This is a natural D3. And you need to remember that right now, just because the sun is coming out, you may not still be getting enough sunlight to get a sufficient level of vitamin D3. So you can get that supplement, Winter Sun, vitamin D3, at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, during the break, Nico came in and he told me about a recent incident in New Jersey. We were just talking in the last segment. Caller pointed out about an elderly couple that got swatted by the police. Thought that they had a meth lab going. They didn't have anything of the sort. But, of course, being swatted is turning into a very dangerous prank that's being played on a lot of people. In this particular case in New Jersey, this was at a video store. They called the SWAT team out, said there was some kind of an emergency hostage situation. The people saw the police showing up en masse. They kind of moved to the basement. They were getting concerned because they saw the police massing outside. Then the person who had done the SWAT prank called the video store and said he was the fire department, that they needed to close the window and step outside and yell, "The coast is clear." At that point, they realized that that was a prank. Nevertheless, the SWAT team busted in, handcuffed everybody, and it took a while to sort this thing out. A very, very dangerous situation. And I have to say that really what is happening with a lot of these people who are pushing for prohibition, they are SWAT teaming the country, because prohibition is essentially a prank that's being played on all of us by people who want power using a war on drugs. You understand, of course, that we are intimately involved with the production of these drugs in Afghanistan and Central and South America. You understand, as Gary Webb pointed out, that it was the U.S. government and the CIA that created the crack cocaine epidemic in L.A. And we've seen pictures of Geraldo Rivera covering the fact that we've got American troops guarding the poppy fields in Afghanistan. Of course, the supply of opium and opiate-based drugs has gone from 10% of the Taliban to over 90% of the world supply coming out of there since we took over. So that's what this is all about. We grow the drugs, we create the drugs, we fly the drugs in, we create the prohibition on the other side. We're playing good cop and bad cop at the same time. The casualty is your rights. The casualty is the rule of law. And in many cases, the casualties are people's lives, not just being killed in SWAT team raids, but being having their lives lost through mandatory minimums, locking nonviolent people up for decades. Let's go to Rich in New Jersey. Rich?
David, it's an honor to talk to you.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
David, Alex is always talking about the revolution of ideas. And, you know, last week this story broke about the FEMA domes that are popping up all over Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And it sort of demonized the concept of domes. I mean, one of the things that I believe can get us out of this mess is if we look at society and the way we live on the planet, and look at ways that we might be able to improve it. And dome, you know, living in dome homes is a concept that isn't naturally embraced by people because everybody wants to live in their stick and nail based wood boxes. But there's a company up in Italy, Texas, a little short.
Oh, yeah, Monolithic Domes. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Monolithic. Hang on. Rich, Nick, Ned, Chelsea, others. We're going to go into overdrive. We'll take your calls. InfoWars Nightly News tonight at 7 Central. Stay with us right after the break. We're going to go into overdrive and take some more of the calls.
the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.